Okay. All right. Oh, the I've gone into the Oprah thing.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I must see Bill Glazer.
Or Tommy.
Yeah, probably right. Okay, let's see what kind of surprise we have. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton, county of Hunterdon, state of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, Express Times, Courier News, Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. Could I have a roll call, please?
For Councilman Strass?
Here.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Switler?
Here.
Councilor President
Lund? Here. Here. Thank you. Okay. I guess. First item would be the approval of meeting minutes, and first one of them would be the regular session meeting minutes of January 22nd. Are there any comments, edits, concerns, or typos that council would have? It does not appear to be the case. Yes. I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. Next is the executive session meeting minutes, which were handed out, and I just need to look at them kind of quickly.
You don't have to take long.
I better not. Yeah, okay.
I'll make the motion.
Oh, that's okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. And the final set of meeting minutes, February 12, are... Clerk is completely up to date now. It's quite an achievement. And are there any comments or typos or concerns on that one?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. All right. It doesn't seem like there are any concerns, so I'll make the motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. Okay, we are up to the consent agenda, and I think everybody knows these are routine items which can be approved in a single vote. They do involve money, so we'll need a roll call. Any concerns about a temporary budget increase on tax refund?
So just so everybody knows, the temporary budget is just set until we have a final budget. It's a portion and cannot be more than a certain percentage of prior year's budget, and it's really just to get us going. And there are items that Lori needs to pay, I think, pensions and such. So I will make the motion for this.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strass?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Yes. And I would comment, and certainly Council President Millay knows this better than I do, that the preparation of the full budget is well along and significantly ahead of any schedule I've ever experienced as mayor. So we'll be looking forward to seeing that in the not-too-distant future. Okay. Reports. Councilman Strauss.
Public comment.
Oh, son of a gun. Excuse me.
Be public.
Mr. Public, do you?
We're going to change your name.
All right. It's your turn, Mr. Strauss.
Thank you. I spoke with the Clinton Township Board of Ed president. Spoke about the upcoming meetings in March. They have a work session March 9th and a voting session as a result of that work session on the 16th. The Environmental Commission met, as I reported, at the last meeting back on February 6th, and the next meeting is scheduled for the first Thursday in March, which is 5th or 6th, I believe. I just looked on the meeting minutes. So the first meeting in first Thursday, March 4th. That's it.
OK. Okay, thank you.
I have nothing to report. The planning board had a normal meeting day would have been President's Day, so we didn't do that. I do have a question, though, the board. I heard that they got the K through 8 board. They got rid of all the committees. Instead of having committee meetings, they're having a double meeting on meeting nights.
Committee at the whole, once a month.
Yeah.
And that's their work sessions, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And then they vote on the things, on the items that were brought up at the work session.
Yeah.
So interesting.
I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention.
And presumably, since it's larger than a quorum, it would be a public work session discussion.
It's noticed it's like every other, whatever, Thursday or whatever.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's an experiment for 6 months.
Great. So they're having their, what, they used to be committee meetings, but it's going to be public?
Yes. Yeah, except for personnel and negotiations.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All the others are committee as a whole. I think personnel and negotiations are essentially doing the executive committee now, something like that. I forget. But 6 month experiment to see if it helps transparency.
Probably not.
Exactly, yeah.
Creating
double-edged
efficiency.
Sword. Yeah, double-edged sword, though. I mean,
except, you know, there's been more than a few instances where the full board met and voted on something I don't believe any of the board members had seen until, I don't know, 3-4 minutes prior to the start of the meeting.
Well, that's what I think they're trying to avoid.
Exactly.
Right.
So I think it's got to be,
right,
you know, a significant step forward in terms of transparency.
It's a lot of work for everyone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I'll let Ryan speak about the finances.
Okay.
So he has something to say. All right.
No, I
have to. You're welcome to.
The North Warriors meeting was February 18th. I did not attend, but I'll be happy to listen to the audio because they had the Honeywell. Look, that was the mic. The Honeywell presentation. Yeah, I love them. The Honeywell presentation, so I'll probably listen to the audio, but I did talk to Marin, and everything regarding Honeywell on the agenda passed. So the Beaver Brook Ravine project on the 15th. The ATV, the lumber into the woods, and then the next Saturday we started building the boardwalk. We have 4 pieces built now. I just made a Facebook post so you can see the pictures of it. And we also had a machine out there to fix the drainage before we put the boardwalk down to try to alleviate that issue. And then that afternoon, I met Brian. I don't know if you want to report on it or not.
Oh, you can have it.
I got 2.
This is more like an open space, historic type thing, the furnace that we were talking about. So at 1 o'clock that day, Brian, Steve, Bailey, Paul Maywald, and Bill Honacheski met. I don't know who that other guy was.
I don't either.
He was a neighbor.
Al something.
Al. At any rate, so we were talking about the furnace and how it needs repair. I thought it was a really good meeting.
It's in worse shape than I had expected.
Yeah, I know. The pictures didn't.
Yeah. No.
So
it's
now,
hardly anything holding it up.
So Bill and Steve are going to be working closely.
I think the thought process is, yeah, they will be.
Okay.
But the thought process is that they get it on the register. It's on open space, so it doesn't really impact us from any standpoint. You know, as far as restrictions or whatnot, but it will provide them with some avenues to collect grant money to do the repairs. Bill has contacted somebody at SHPO to try to reach the skids and try to get some emergency funds to stabilize it. Because really, there's...
It's falling apart.
It's probably 3 or 4 feet deep, and it's only got, you know, with a series of stones in the column, and there's only one half a foot left holding it up. So.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a good thing to do. So we'll see what happens with that. Windy Acres, that was Sunday. We met Rich, Andrew from Environmental, Les, his son, and I were there at 8. And we were there for about a couple hours doing a property walk. I gave them an idea of where the pavilion was going to go, the campsite, so they have a better understanding of what that would look like. And then we went around the property and looked for potential trails. Andrew was going to draw something up as far as the new trails that we're going to propose, but and, you know, potential campsites. You're more than welcome to look at this, but it's mine. We talked about the K kiosk placement, entrance to the park, different areas where they're going to do like signage, environmental, and stuff like that. But it was a really good meeting. I'm meeting with Open Space tomorrow, so we're going to be talking about, you know, what we came across and what we're going to do moving ahead. One thing I do need to do is, and maybe Jesse, you know, I don't know, as far as the campsites go, not so much around the pavilion, but the secluded areas, we're probably going to do five. It's going to be in a wooded area, sort of near the water, and I just want to know, like, how you do it where there wouldn't be a problem, like guidelines on how to do a campsite like that where there isn't a fire.
Regulation from other towns.
Yeah, something like that, because that's something you really don't want to...
If the register is signed.
Right. Yeah. Okay, great. All right, that's it.
Okay, and like Tom, planning board did not meet, so I don't really have anything specific to report.
Oh, good. That means it's my turn.
Yeah.
Recreation committee met earlier this month. I probably could have reported on it the last meeting, because it was fairly recent, but big doings there, I think. They've got, Tom has a lot in the works for the summer rec program, a lot of nice trips, many more than they've had in years past. I think some of them are listed in the latest bulletin. Mm-hmm. So I think summer rec bodes pretty well. They have their Easter egg hunt event is coming up April 4th, if anybody can make it. I know that they'd love to have some face time from our local politicians.
Is that Bug Barker here?
That the Easter egg hunt is actually held at CTMS. I'm going to try to make it. Kids have the dance competition, so we'll have to see if I can squeeze it in. What's going on now? So Community Day is set for April 25th. Put it on your calendar. And they have some new members, so they've got some interesting ideas, and we'll see how that pans out. They're hoping, you know, some of them are hoping to bring back Junior Olympics, and others are hoping to improve the basketball program. So that's that. And then on the budget front, we are looking to adopt the budget, or I'm sorry, introduce the budget end of March, which is much sooner than normal. So expect to hear a little bit more about that at the next council meeting. But to give you some general sense, some items are up because we had things like the new court administrator that we had to hire to satisfy requirements, and we had things that were down last year because we had some staff changes. Other notable, I think your court costs are going up for elections because it's a presidential year. So there are some fluctuations, but on the whole, the entire appropriations budget is actually going to be down due to decreased revenue, primarily from building inspection fees and what have you. So look for that. We'll try to get, I guess, paper copies out in advance. Capital budget is in the works. We prioritize the number of things, most importantly, the two roads that we've got to do, the Stanton Mountain Road, Phase 2, and Hermantown. Right. The two top priorities in the dump truck for DPW, because we've got two dump trucks from, 1999 to 2000 that are out of service. So that's where we're at with that.
Let's see. I met with the Clinton Township, Jay and I know, the superintendent of Clinton Township School, talked about shared services. It was very productive. There's still haven't had any objective public works to their vehicle maintenance at the new high school. They are kicking around the idea of a class 3 officer for the school at the high school. And summer rec, there was some problems in the past. Scheduling who's in what building at what time, but we get the one building off by ourselves and see how that happens.
Okay.
So that was all good. Elm Group, one of the acres, I think they're finally done with their investigation for environmental issues. They should get a final report received for next week. Get that also. Green Acres for funding. And last but not least, walking under the high school to our web page. I think that's about it. I think we're going back and forth for some questions and tweaks, but that'll happen in this week or two. That's all I got.
Okay, so We got our meeting Friday, got the new cell phone provided, which will probably save us money. Spoke to that meeting at school yesterday. The SRO program's going well. They've been busy up there with a lot of different items. Tomorrow is we're finally getting to the last class three interview, which we just didn't get to because of time constraints. They obviously didn't want another one. So they're going to have a lot of cops at the school. The swearing in of the new guy Friday. And as Jess is, I'm sure you saw Jess's email today about DJ.
Yes.
He came to me today. It's an offer he can't refuse. He spoke to his wife about it.
That's a lot.
Medical benefits on retirement. And, you know, take home car 24/7 use. Talk to his wife about it. He's changed his mind. So, tough pill to swallow. But, again, you know, and these guys go get this experience over there. And they come back, and you know what? To be honest, you know, years ago I said I don't think it's a good move sending younger guys there. You get this taste of going all over the world, going over the country, and
build a resume.
And build a resume.
But it's good for him.
You know, Somerset County's real, you know, obviously, Murph and him are real tight when Murph went. So,
yeah,
you know, I can't blame the guy for medical on retirement, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
When is it effective?
He'll be gone. He's going to be using a lot of his time. He's not going to be around much for the next month. He's just doing his background check, which is, I think, a done deal pretty much. So, puts us in a hole again. So, it's a shame you're losing a guy with experience, but he's got to do his best for him. So, I know we're going to do moving forward. But.
So,
more.
You'll have to talk. The next finance meeting, personnel, we'll talk. Yep.
Other than that, I'm good.
Okay. I feel like we should have a parlor report. She always gets skipped.
Can I add one thing?
She's up to date on minutes.
I just want to add one thing. It's my youngest son joined the Clinton First Aid Squad.
Wow.
I know we support them. I just wanted to let that be full disclosure. I have an interest there now.
When does he start training, or is he? Does he?
He's not going to take the EMT class till next summer.
Okay.
He's got a conflict this summer. He'll ride the, you know, he's got to get a background check, so hopefully he passes that. It'll be any better. If he fails that, I'm going to bad job as a father. So, but they need a lot of volunteers, and he wants to do it. So.
That's great stuff. Great stuff.
That's it.
Okay. All right. Thank you all. We'll move on to resolutions. The first is a resolution. It's kind of a template resolution that a number of towns have done, and it's in support of securing a grant to convert Hunterdon County Polytech to a full-time career in technical school. The idea is that the state has got money out on a $250 million bond issue, and they're willing to fund new school construction with four wards of up to $40 million each. The county, I believe, would be on the hook for 25%, and the state would provide the rest of the funding. So, and the concept that's been endorsed by the current folks that run the Polytech is to put up a building on the north, pretty much the northern border of North Hunterdon. And with the reduced attendance there, the feeling is, you know, they can easily accommodate the academic needs of the students by simply walking across the parking lot, and the new facility would accommodate their vo-tech needs. So pretty much all the mayors I know up in this end of the county have endorsed this. I don't know if the county is going to go for it or not, but if you like the concept, and certainly I do, you know, I'd urge us to go ahead and approve it and see where the chips fall when it comes to the county. Any discussion or concerns? Or?
I think it's a good idea.
Right.
My understanding is Union Township and Clinton Town have
Correct.
Already passed this.
And Highbridge. A bunch of others in South County, but I can't keep track of that. So I think it's got a lot of support in the county. But, you know, the county
it's got a lot of support among the county municipalities, but the county are really holding the purse strings, and we'll have to see how that works out. All right, well, I'll make a motion.
Second. Mr. Ross?
Yes.
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 Yes. And the next item is approving a contract for computer support service with Princeton Computer Support. Our CFO has assured us that the money is, well, let's put it this way. We have a purchase rec from, or a proposal from Princeton Computer Support for $145 an hour T&M support. And total cost is not to exceed $20,000.
And this is the same outfit we used last year. Mm-hmm.
So any concerns? So I have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Next is approving the additional painting of the interior of the public safety building. This is for an additional floor that was not included in the painting that was authorized last year. I'm thinking this is probably the last ex post facto approval that we're going to see. The work is done. It looks good. And our financial, our CFO has certified the availability of funds for this. Any discussion?
No, it was discussed at finance, so.
Okay. In that case, I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Slipper?
Yes.
Council President Warren?
Yes.
Yes. Next resolution is appointing an alternate prosecutor or alternative prosecutor, whichever is correct. And Kathy Erickson is our prosecutor, and the way this reads is she has recommended Jordan Richards to hold this position, which stands in for her when she's not available.
Who was the last person?
Oh, boy.
I think Katie Long.
Yeah.
She's going to be a judge.
Yeah, I guess that's probably the problem.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
I'll abstain.
Councilman Slipper?
Yes.
Council President Warren?
Yes.
Yes. Interesting. He's a Washington and Lee graduate. That's the Southern School for Gentlemen down in Lexington. It's a beautiful campus. Anyway, the last resolution is approving the extension request of the grant contract with NJDOT for Stanton Mountain Road Phase 2 Improvement Project. Brian's done a lot of work on this, Steve.
Yeah, we've done two bids on this since we've gotten the grant, and both have come in. Well, the first set of bids only had one respondent, which was not a good thing. The second set of bids was significantly over budget. So as a result, we have value engineered the project. We sat a couple of times now with our township engineer and Jay, our DPW supervisor, and came up with a plan that I think brings it more into line with really the type of road that it is and our budget allowance, mm-hmm. plus the work that really does need to get done out there. It is not a highly trafficked road. It does get a fair amount of volume, but not as much as some of the other roads that we really have to address. That being said, well, the first phase was in really bad shape. this phase has a particular section that is in really bad shape, and this revised plan will address it cost-effectively. So,
yeah, the grant
an extension on the grant until we get it assigned and done.
Yeah, DOT grants have a 2-year expiry, and this one expired on February 14th, if I recall correctly, and. You know, it's really a nice piece of work. It's a good compromise between just a simple mill and pave and, you know, full bore, do everything perfectly kind of a job.
And between and Mott McDonald, we've been in contact with DOT well in advance of the expiration date, so it's not a surprise to them.
and that road definitely needs the work. Any concerns or discussion? Could I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Councilman Katsunas?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Hawaii?
Yes.
Yes. And we're up now to paying the bills, which are pretty modest, all told. Remarkably modest, in fact. So, and the bill register looked fine to me. Any concerns?
None. Make a motion.
Second.
Yes.
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 Yes. And once again, we ask Mr. Public.
I do have a comment. Bill Glazer, 35 Pinehurst Circle. My first comment I was going to make, because I was going to ask when the temporary budget would be done, and you kind of ruined the comment because it's early this year. So, well done. I actually attended the Public Information Center for the Route 3178 interchange. It was interesting. I'm sorry?
How many people?
Why I was here, not a ton, 5, 6 maybe, but I left. It was sort of halfway through. A lot of DOT people, super helpful, very informed, and kind of wanted to talk, so I talked. A couple of takeaways I had that I thought I'd share. The first was, it doesn't include any work on the Country Club intersection, the light, no conduits, which I don't think surprised me at all, but I think other people are going to be surprised because I think they thought that was going to be included. It's not. It does include a detour plan when they're doing the northbound work, closing one lane of 31. So the plan included rerouting people on Regional Road, or, of course, Old Allerton down to get to 22. Mm-hmm. So the thought, what I mentioned to the guy was, I said, boy, Regional Road you're sending traffic on, that's a road in tough shape. So I don't know if the township could ask for a hardship grant to repave that road, but I leave that to greater minds. Because it is, you know, it's dark at night, very bumpy, very windy. So if someone else would pay for improvements.
One of the things that we've done in our budget this year is we're planning to outsource our lawn care so that DPW has more time to do road work, and we have some more equipment now, some better equipment to do that road work. So, and Jay is fully aware of Regional Road, but given that, when's the start date on that?
Oh, like 2 years. They're going for funding this year, then design, I think they're saying 2021 or 22 starts, you know, pending availability of funds and prioritization. But who knows?
Well, it's on our list of roads that we never
right.
need to address.
Well, but if they're going to send extra traffic there, what the heck?
Yeah.
The other one, that, which I just mentioned to the guy, and I thought I'd mention here, is that when they do start sending traffic down Old Allerton, well, I said, well, you know, if the work season goes too late, you're going to deal with football games at North 100 on Friday night. So he said, oh, we'll have to take those into account. We'll see. And then church getting out at Immaculate Conception will be a real problem because that left turn is impossible. So that just might become an issue. But their plan was actually pretty good. They were super informative.
The last time I saw a detailed scope of work for that, there was one very small thing in the scope for that intersection, and it was a run of conduit.
They took that out. There's nothing. They're stopping north of that. They're just saying there's no money from the federal government available to go further than, I'm going to say, 500 feet, 750 feet from 78, because I thought the conduit would be in there too.
Yeah.
But no.
Okay.
There's nothing. It's out completely. Mm. It just stops that farther north, kind of where that tailings pile is, sort of.
Okay. Okay.
Actually, kind of where the pavement changes now a little bit. That's sort of where the, you know, like.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, but that's all I had. So thank you.
But that does beg the question. Each year we apply for a DOT grant.
We had been planning to reapply for Gray Rock.
Gray Rock, okay.
So we had already applied once for it.
This is a hardship they're putting in the township, Ryan. I think, you know, it's a real hardship.
But they. Well, we'll have to ask our engineer in turn, because there is a 2-year expiry, at least on regular grants.
Right.
And this thing is going to be.
Well, but maybe they do some improvements along the way. Yeah. And like the detour, maybe they do temporary.
We may have two whacks at it.
Well, something to kick around.
I didn't mention the guy that could send the people all the way down Allerton, because that ruins the narrative.
Thank you, Mr. Public.
Okay. Fair enough. So we are up to an executive session, and I would ask our fine attorney to augment the item there. Excuse me. There's one other lawsuit to be discussed, I think, and also some negotiations with as they relate to affordable housing. I'm not going to get the language appropriately correct, so.
That's fine. So I'll so we'll be amending the executive session agenda to add also under pending anticipated litigation matters subject to attorney-client privilege, recently filed lawsuit by Lieutenant Melski against Clinton Township, and that's in state court. And then final item, attorney-client privilege discussion of the status of the our affordable housing complaints.
Thank you. So could I have a motion to go into executive session?
I'll move it.
I'll second it. Do we need a roll call? Or just, okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. All right, it's just about 8:30 and we're back out of executive session. Could I have a motion to come out of executive session?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Absolutely.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. Councilman Strauss.
Motion to adjourn, please.
All those in favor?